David Thomas is looking over his life's work at the Spooner Egg Station. After 26 years with UW-Madison, the professor of sheep genetics and management is retiring. The research station's dairy sheep program is going along with him. The university's College of Agricultural and Life Sciences decided to end the program after being dealt a nearly $3 million cut.
My position will not be replaced, and so it doesn't make sense for the College of Agriculture to maintain a research resource 260 miles away from campus if there's not going to be a researcher to utilize it.
Thomas helped start the dairy sheep program in 1993, when the first European dairy sheep breed was imported to the U.S.
When we first started here with non-dairy sheep, we got about 125 pounds of milk out of a ewe in a lactation. And now the milk production per ewe here with these high percentage dairy sheep is about 800 pounds of milk a lactation.
Thomas says their research has transformed the niche industry. He says there are as few as 200 dairy sheep producers in the nation and less than 500 in all of North America. In Wisconsin, there's around 20. John Meyer is one of them. He's got about 600 dairy sheep on his farm in Polk County. He came to the egg station for its last annual Spooner Sheep Day program, where farmers learn the latest science on the industry.
And the thing that caught my eye about it was the nutritional benefits of the sheep milk.
The last Spooner Sheep Day was the first for sheep farmer Brenda Bowe. She's been thinking about switching from meat to milk. Her family's found it easier on their stomachs than cow's milk.
I think you can feel that when you drink it, because we are craving it. That's why I would get into it, just at least to provide my own. You know, like a junkie that starts making their own drugs. I don't know. It's really good.
And sheep's milk sells for 4 to 5 times as much as cow's milk in the state, according to Spooner Egg Station Superintendent Phil Holman.
One of the things that's inhibited the dairy sheep from catching on more is its seasonality.
Holman says they stop milking in September, and some producers can't afford to take 3 months off. But he has a list of 50 people interested in buying the ewes when they're auctioned off in October. Those who have kept sheep, like Pat Earley, say the Spooner program has been an invaluable resource.
Well, hopefully they'll continue in some form, even though it may not be conducted here in Spooner.
College of Agricultural and Life Sciences Dean Kate VandenBosch says they can't maintain the diversity of programs they once had as resources have dwindled.
We still have 12 agricultural research stations around the state, but we've been cutting their budgets to be more in line with the resources that we have today.
UW Extension Ag Agent Otto Wiegand is skeptical the station's other projects, like crop and plant research, will be enough to keep it afloat.
You know, a lot of ideas thrown around, but I don't know that any of them are particularly enough, you know, to keep the station going. So we'll see.
But Thomas feels they accomplished what they set out to do.
Even in a general grocery store, you see sheep milk cheeses produced in the United States. And so I think that's a big sense of accomplishment. We have been instrumental in producing something that wasn't ever there before.
He says that gives him a lot of hope for the future of the industry. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.